Welcome to Zichru Daf Simani. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldhar, and today we're Masechet Shabbos Daf Chavav. So the 3 points we're going to focus on. Number one, it was taught in a brisa that Rabbi Shimon Elazar prohibits kindling the Shabbos lights with balsam, tzuri. Rabbi explains it was prohibited because it's dangerous due to being highly flammable. Secondly, one might be tempted to use some of the oil in the lamp because of its aroma, and by removing oil, he'd cause the fire to go out quicker and thereby be over on mechaba, on extinguishing. Rabbi Shimon Elazar provides an additional reason why balsam is prohibited for lighting. He explains that since it comes from the sap of the tree, not the fruit extract, it doesn't draw well through the wick. Point number two, it was taught in a brisa, Rabbi Tarfon said that one can only use olive oil, shemen zayis, for Shabbos light. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri rose to his feet and objected, given that many communities don't have access to olive oil. He held that the only oils forbidden to use are the ones that are specifically prohibited by the Rabbanan. And point number three, any garment made from wool or linen, semur or pishtim, that is a minimum of 3 finger breaths, 3 etzba'os by 3 finger breaths, can be makabel tumah from tsaras. This is because a garment of this size is fitting to be used by the poor. Our Bryce explains the source of this, that if the Torah had written in the parsha of tsaras, beged, then would have implied only a complete garment of wool or flax can be tame. Since the Torah wrote instead, v'habeged, and the beged and the garment, the vav and the hey come to include even a smaller garment. All right, so let's review. Point number one, it was taught in a brace that the Rabbi Shimon Elazar prohibits kindling the Shabbos lights with balsam, tzuri. Rabbi explains it was prohibited because it's dangerous due to being highly flammable. Secondly, one might be tempted to use some of the oil in the lamp because of its aroma, and by removing oil, you would cause the fire to go out more quickly and thereby be over on mechaba, on extinguishing. And Rabbi Shimon Elazar provides an additional reason why balsam is prohibited for lighting. He explains that since it comes from the sap of the tree, not the fruit extract, it doesn't draw well through the wick. Point number two is Tana Brace that when Rabbi Tarfon said that one can only use shemen zayis, only use olive oil for Shabbos light, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri rose to his feet and objected, given that many communities do not have access to olive oil. He held that the only oils forbidden to use are the ones that are specifically prohibited by the Rabbanan. And point number three, any garment made from wool or linen, that's a minimum of 3 finger breaths by 3 finger breaths, 3 etzba'os, can be makabel tumah from tsaras. This is because a garment of this size is fitting to be used by the poor. Now, Bryce explains the source of this, that if the Torah had written in the parsha of tsaras, beged, garment, then it would have implied only a complete garment of wool or flax can become tameh. Since the Torah wrote instead, the ha-beged, and the beged, the vav and the hey come to include even a smaller garment. All right, so now we go to our simon. So the simon for Chavav is a coup, a military coup, C-O-U-P, coup. So here goes. The soldiers threatened to use sweet-smelling balsam oil and napalm bombs to take over the olive oil plantation before the workers surrendered wearing tiny tattered and tummy garments of wool and linen. Once again in slow motion. The soldiers threatened, that sounds like a military coup. That means we're on Dav Chavav. The soldiers threatened to use sweet-smelling balsam oil and napalm bombs, which reminds us it was taught in a brisa that Rabbi Shimon Elazar prohibits kindling the Shabbat lights with balsam, tzuri. Rabbi explains it was prohibited because it's dangerous due to being highly flammable. Secondly, one might be tempted to use some of the oil in the lamp because of its aroma, and by removing oil, it would cause the fire to go out more quickly and thereby be over on mechaba, on extinguishing. And Rabbi Shimon Elazar provides an additional reason why balsam is prohibited for lighting. He explains that since it comes from the sap of the tree, not from the fruit extract, it doesn't draw well through the wick. So the soldiers threatened to use sweet-smelling balsam oil and napalm bombs to take over the olive oil plantation, which reminds us it was taught in a brisa that when Rabbi Tarfon said that one could only use olive oil for Shabbos light, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri rose to his feet and objected, given that many communities do not have access to olive oil, to shemen zayis. He held that the only oils forbidden to use are the ones that are specifically prohibited by the Rabbanan. So the soldiers threatened to use sweet-smelling balsam oil and napalm bombs to take over the olive oil plantation before the poor workers surrendered wearing tiny tattered and tummy garments of wool and linen. Which reminds us, any garment made from wool or linen that is a minimum of 3 finger breadths by 3 finger breadths, 3 etzba'os by 3 etzba'os, can be makabel tumah from tsaras. This is because a garment of this size is fitting to be used by the poor. Our Bryce explains the source of this, that if the Torah had written in the parsha of tsaras beged, then it would have implied only a complete garment of wool or flax can become tameh. Since the Torah wrote and said, the ha-beged and the beged, the vav and the hey come to include even a smaller garment. So once again, the soldiers threatened to use sweet-smelling balsam oil and napalm bombs to take over the olive oil plantation before the poor workers surrendered wearing tiny tattered and tummy garments of wool and linen. And now it's time for 4 Blah Bach Chazorah. Daf Chabez. So the symbol Chabez is a cab. So here we go. The cab driver cab driver, that reminds us we're on Daf Chabeis. The cab driver distracted looking up at all the menorahs, 20 amos high, which reminds us, Rav Kahana said, Rav Nassim bar Menumni expanded on the name of Tanchum. A Hanukkah light that is placed 20 amos or higher from the ground is invalid, just as in the cases of a sukkah and a mavui, since the menorah will be outside one's field of vision, there won't be persumanisa publicizing the miracle, which is the whole goal of the mitzvah. That's according to Rashi. So the cab driver, distracted looking about all the menorahs 20 amos high, plunged into an empty pit of snakes and scorpions, which reminds him, Rav Kahana said, Rav Nassim bar Menuni expounded the name of Tanchum. What's the meaning of the pasuk in the parsha in the sale of Yosef, Valbor reik ein bo mayim, and the pit was empty, no water was in it? Don't I know that no water was in it since Ari said it was empty? Rather, it's coming to teach us that there was no water in the pit, but there are snakes and scorpions in it. So the cab driver, distracted looking about all the menorahs 20 amos high, plunged into an empty pit of snakes and scorpions, only to be saved using the light from its western lamp that never went out. Which reminds us, a question was asked in a brisa, what was the purpose of lighting the menorah in the base of Mikdash, since the Kadosh Baruch Hu is the source of the light during the 40 years in the wilderness, meaning the pillar of fire, surely doesn't need it. So the brisa answers that the lighting of the menorah was a testimony, it's an edus, for all mankind the Shekhinah dwells amongst Klal Yisrael. Rav explains how the lighting of the menorah was a testimony, it was an edus that the Shekhinah dwells amongst Klal Yisrael. He said the testimony was from the Ner Maravi, the western lamp. This was because the Kohen would put the same amount of oil in the western lamp they put in all the other lamps in the menorah, yet the other lamps went out in the morning, while the western lamp miraculously continued to burn into the next evening. Daf Chaf Gimel. So the symbol of Chaf Gimel is a keg. So here goes. The beer maker places glass lantern menorah on his keg. Keg, that reminds us, we're on Daf Chaf Gimel. The beer maker places glass lantern menorah on his keg, which reminds us, the question arose on Daf Chaf Beis, on the base, whether the primary mitzvah act of a menorah is the lighting of the menorah or the placement. Hadlaka osa mitzvah or hanacha osa mitzvah. So on this daf, two proofs are brought that the lighting is the primary mitzvah. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said in the case of a glass lantern that was burning throughout Shabbos, Hanukkah, that on Motzi Shabbos one should extinguish it and then relight it to fulfill the mitzvah. From the fact that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi does not require lifting the lantern up and placing it down, we learn that the mitzvah is through the lighting. From the fact that the text of the bracha is Asher Hashem Mitzvah Yisav LaHadik Ner Shel Chanukah, who has sanctified us with his commandments and has commanded us to kindle the Chanukah light, it's obvious the rabbis view the lighting as the primary fulfillment of the mitzvah. So the beer maker places glass lantern menorah on his keg and lit with three brachas, while someone passing by only said two, which reminds Rav Chiya Bar Ashi said in the name of Rav, the one who lights the menorah must make a bracha, and Rav Yirmiya said one who sees a burning menorah must make a bracha. Now this is referring to someone passing by, either in the street or in a boat, who is not lit and will not do so that night. That's according to Rashi. So Rav Yehuda said that on the first day of Hanukkah, one who sees a menorah says two brachas, she'asa nisim and shechianu, and one who lights says three brachas. He says, l'hadik ner, she'asa nisim and shechianu. The remaining nights, the one who lights recites two brachas, and the one who sees the lights recites one. The Gemara clarifies that the bracha that's eliminated on the remaining nights is the bracha of shechianu. He continues saying Sha'asa Nisim, though, as a miracle occurred on each of the eight nights. So the beer maker places glass lantern menorah on his keg and lit with three brachas, while someone passing by only said two, because his wife needed oil to light for Shabbos, and he wanted Shalom Bayis. Which reminds us, Rav has said that it's obvious to him that if a person does not have enough money to purchase oil for Shabbos Licht and for menorah, that purchasing for Shabbos Licht takes precedence because of Shalom Bayis. It was also obvious to him that if the choice was between Shabbos Licht and wine for Kiddush, the Shabbos Licht takes precedence because of Shalom Bayis. Rav did have a question, though, regarding which takes precedence, oil for menorah or wine for Kiddush. On the one hand, Kiddush may be preferable because it comes more frequently. Tadir v'sheino tadir, tadir kodem. On the other hand, the menorah may be preferable because of persumanisa publicizing the miracle. He eventually resolved his own question and stated that the menorah takes precedence because of persumanisa. Daf Chaf Hei. So the symbol for Chaf Hei is a silver anniversary. A silver anniversary. So here goes. The silver anniversary party, that reminds us, we're on Daf Chaf Hei. The silver anniversary party was a disaster when the wealthy man's 100 servants, which reminds us, the question was asked in a brisa, Ezu Asher, who's wealthy? Ramir says anyone who takes pleasure in his wealth, and Rashi explains, be it large or small. Rabbi Tarfon says anyone who has 100 vineyards, 100 fields, and 100 servants who work in those fields. Rabbi Akiva says anyone who has a beautiful wife and deeds, Isha na b'masim. And Rav Yossi says anyone who has a bathroom near his table, meaning near where he eats. So the silver anniversary party was a disaster when the wealthy man's 100 servants ran out of tamei truma to cook the food, which reminds us, the Gemara teaches that one may benefit, one can get hanav from the burning of truma that is tamei. Rav Nachman said in the name of Rabba Bar Abua that this is one from the pasuk Vani hine nesati locha es mishmeres trumasai, and I, behold, I have given you the safeguard of my truma offerings. The Torah speaks of two trumos, one that is tahor and one that is tame, and the pasuk says locha that is given to you, meaning it shall be yours to burn under your pot. So the silver anniversary party was a disaster when the wealthy man's 100 servants ran out of tame truma to cook the food, and the guests couldn't take the stench from the itron they used to light the room. Which reminds us, Rabbi Shmuel in the Mishnah prohibited one from lighting with itron due to Kavod Shabbos. Rav explains that itron's foul odor may cause someone to leave the illuminated room and eat in the dark, and he holds that because of Kavod Shabbos, one needs to eat where there is light. And Rav quotes from Nachum Bar Zavda, some say it was Rav Nachum Bar Rava, who said in the name of Rav that lighting where one eats on Shabbos is an obligation. Hadlakas ner b'Shabbos chova. And washing one's hands and feet more water is optional. That's reshus. And I, Rav Nachman, say that washing is a mitzvah. Okay, now it's time for our pop quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions from Maseches Brachos. Here goes. Number 1. Where do you learn that Yal V'Yavo is recited on days when Musaf is recited? That's on Daf Chavdalad. Good. Number 2. Where do you learn that one can't put a pot of partially cooked food in the oven every Shabbos unless one throws a raw piece of meat in it as well? That's on Daf Yud Ches. Good. Number 3. Where do you learn that Rabbi Tarfon says one is only permitted to light Shabbos licht with olive oil? That's on Daf Chavav. Good. Number 4. Where do you learn the reason for the Rabbanan that Tamei metalware that was broken and repaired reverts to its old Tuma status was out of concern for disuse of the Mechatas? That's on Daf Tezayin. Good. Number 5. Where do you learn the Pshat in the Pasuk of Abor Reik Ein Bo Mayim? That's on Daf Chabez. Good. Number 6. Where do we learn that wool or linen garments that are 3x3 etzba'os, finger breadths, can be makabal to mitzras? That's on Daf Chavav. Good. Number 7. Where do the opening mission, the second period, that list the inferior wicks and fuels? That's on Daf Chav. Good. Number 8. Where do we learn the reason one must eat in a room that is illuminated is because of Kavod Shabbos, and that's the reason we can't light with itron, which has a foul odor to it? That's on Daf Cafe. Good. Number 9. Where do you learn the 3 reasons one should not light with balsam oil with a tzri? That's on Daf Chavav. Good. And number 10. Where did the question where the lush mixing requires manual mixing? That's on Daf Yurches. Good. Now let's go to the bonus questions from Brachas. Number 1. Which daf do we have the sugya of Erva? That's on Daf Chavdalad. Good. Number 2. Where do you learn about Birkas Achama? That's on Daf Nun Tes. Good. And number 3, where do you learn that one should not eat before davening Shachris? That's on Daf Yud. Good. Excellent. All right, that concludes our pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avram Gold from Zichur wishing you a great day and great learning.